No. Not again. Stay with me. Stay with me, little mum. Stay with me. It's all right. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Just stay with me. Please, no, don't. Why? Why would you cut our bond? Why? Why sacrifice yourself for me? Why? I'm not worth your life. Why, little man? Why? Please, just stay with me. Please, don't leave me. Please, little moon. Little moon. No.
Are you still on about this?
Why are you here?
Of course I'm always here. How long are you going to keep denying me? How many times have you had this dream? After all, I'm the only one who's always been here since that day. Silence! Silence me! Oh, that's rich. Even though you rely on me all the time when you fight, or when you're in the middle of rutting your little cat girl. How long are you going to keep denying my existence? Bite your tongue, Dark One. Oh, I'm the Dark One when you're the one stuck in both. Come on, how long do you keep lying to yourself? Born of the light, yet stuck in the gray. Teetering on the edge of darkness. It's quite honestly rich trying to hear you justify it. Why do you keep tormenting me? Is this some sick joke you always get out of this every day? No. It's very unique form of enjoyment I get. After all, I was born the day you ended up losing everything. Look at her. You see this in your eyes every day you go to sleep. I was there the day you were nothing more than that crying, weak, pathetic boy who saw everything he loved and everyone he cared for burn to ash around him, that the only thing left of those memories is nothing more than an empty manor and ash rain. Enough. Enough. Be gone with you. I'll never be gone. You know that. I'll always be here. And when she is gone, when this fear you have is all that is left to you, you'll always return to me. And don't you forget that. So, run from me as long as you want. Try to lie to yourself and keep going at your little vengeance or redemption, whatever it is you search for. You'll always come to this. You know what will happen to you in the end. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is all hopeless for me, but as long as I have her, that's all that matters to me. Of course. Just know, though, she'll always be your greatest weakness. Even if your souls are bonded, you'll always be weak because of your attachments to her. Even so, even so what? What are you going to howl at the moon again, thinking that hope will keep you going? If that is the fate that the world decides to give me, I will bear it. Even if the light rejects me, even if the darkness takes me, and even if the gray of the earth wishes to destroy me, no price is too great for me to pay as long as I have her. Good, little Raziel. I'll enjoy this when that day comes. Bugger. That dream again. Why? Why is it always that one? My head. Oh. What happened last night? Right. We had a successful hunt. That's right. We took down that cult. And then we... Yes. I was with Little Moon having our private celebration. And then we played the drinking game. I never... That was it. And then... Oh, bugger, by the gods. Oh, head is spinning. Oh, and apparently now I'm outside. How in the bloody hell did I get here? Oh, bugger me. That's right. Raziel, just get your bearings. You'll be fine. It's dark, but you have the light of the moon with you. You can find your way. All right. Nothing more in the woods. You can find yourself back to the tavern. Little Moon's right next to me. Of course she'd be here with me. Oh, she looks peaceful there, sleeping. Hey, Little Moon, are you awake? Come, speak with me. Well, morning, my dear. Well, maybe not so much morning as I suppose good evening still. Are you all right? Yes, I'm fine, just a little too tipsy, I suppose. Let me try to stand and get us back to the tavern, and perhaps we can find a warm bed to sleep in for the rest of the night. Oh dear. Everything's spinning. Oh, damn it all. I suppose we're not going anywhere, aren't we? We just have to wait it out together here. At least the view is nice, watching this little lake here by the woods. Yes, I remember the game we were playing. We were playing I Never, and we drank a little too much. It seems that damn dwarf Silas really likes to convince us to indulge in too much of the libations. Oh, come now, I did not drink that much. No, my voice was not slurring that bad. Come on now, it's not that bad. But you, though, you were acting quite foolish. You were even dancing on the table, though. What do you mean, Little Moon? I'm fine. Just as I said, a little spinny, you know. It's wearing off, though. It is easier to go through the intoxications, I suppose, for me, my anatomy and all. But then again, you are very strong in it yourself, so I suppose it won't be too bad. Oh yes, you did drink quite a lot though when we were playing the game. But I believe if anything, perhaps you might have won or lost. I can't really remember how the rules work. Yes, your question I believe was
I've never done anything stupid like talk to my sword. Yes, well, I suppose I did lose that one after all. I ended up talking to it, and I thought that a rock was a squirrel. that I suppose I did look quite entertaining there for everyone else. But then I oh dear. Oh, nothing, nothing, Little Moon. I just remembered what my question was, and I think I now remember why we are out here. What? You remember? Oh no, you don't need to remind me. I know what it was. Why are you looking at me like that, Little Moon? You're looking a little bit, little bit feral there. Bugger caught against a tree and a mangy little cat girl princess. Oh dear. Say what you did. You wanted to breed with me, not just our usual bouts of lovemaking, but you actually wanted to breed with me. I thought of it quite a bit. I can say that the fantasy does arouse me a little. We're both a bit under the influence here. I don't think we should indulge too much in this. Little Moon, you know I can't. Half-breeds like me, we were cursed. We were made sterile to prevent anything like our powers to be abused by either side, the light or the dark. We were rendered sterile for that purpose. Oh, I'm... wait. No. Please, Little Moon, I know our inhibitions are a little off the charts now from the ale, but you don't need to do the thing there with your tail touching me there between my why do you abuse that weak spot too much, Little Moon, between my wings? No. What? Why? I wouldn't mind just making love to you here, but why do you... I even if you wish to do that, but... No, don't. Please, Little Moon, no. Don't tease the small of my back, no. Oh, my wings. Oh, no. No, you know what that does to me, Little Moon. Please, no, don't. No, don't scratch. Don't scratch my wings there, please. No, please, Little Moon. I don't want to feel that version of... fine. If that's what you want from me, and if you want to play at that, fine. We can play this. Sounds like fun. After all, I can see that in your eyes, those violet glows of your pupils. That need for me. And I can feel it as well. Oh, well, someone's feeling a little haughty now, aren't we, little princess? Oh, how naughty of you, forcing me to devour your lower parts. Just watch my horns.
I wouldn't want to poke you with them after all. Oh, you're tasty tonight, aren't you? That little feral need to breed must be overwhelming you completely. Yes, my head's still spinning, but I don't care anymore. Just let me taste you more. Oh, yes. Getting a little overconfident there, yanking my horns. Are you trying to drown me here? Come on. Such arrogance. Panting more than I am, probably. Oh, look at you. Your legs splayed out, bucking your hips. Fine. I'll give you what you want. Now then, come, little moon. Say it clearly to me. If that's what you want, beg your little Raziel. You want to be bred. Come on. Such a naughty little cat. Fine. I'll give you all that you need. You're clamping down. I don't know if this is you actually feeling it this much, or if it's just the booze talking. But either way, I like it. Come on. I want this a lot more. If you want to be filled that badly, come on. Show me how bad you want it. Scratching my neck. Is this what you want, huh? To be taken by the demon? Such an adamant little cat, aren't you? Smacking me, huh? I like a little fight. That's it. Come on. Hit me harder if you want. Yes, that's right. Fight me. I like a good girl who can fight back. Yes. Yeah. I see that little face there of yours. The fear in your eyes as you see my wings covered in my embers and my horns. But I can see it there too. How your mouth hangs open, begging, desiring my fill of you. Oh, and I can feel you pulsing. The end of your, oh, deepest parts, craving me. Now, say it one more time. I can feel you, your nails on my arms. You are at the edge, aren't you? Now then, say it. Say it again. Tell me how bad you want my Raziel to breed you, little moon. Show me how bad you need it. Such an insatiable little cat you are when you're under the influence a bit. this kind of play wasn't so bad. I think, yeah, sit on top of me like this. I'll hold you in my wings like this again. Keep you warm with their embers. Sod the tavern. We can just stay out here until the sun comes back. Perhaps, though, with you like this, I can have a better dream. Yes, it was a different dream. A harder one, but that's not important. What's important is that we're just enjoying each other right now as we are. Now, come. Come, little moon. Let's just fall asleep together like this.